Hey, what's going on, y'all? It's your host, Gary, from the Stirring the Pot podcast. How you guys making out today? I want to start off by thanking anyone who has subscribed to the podcast and has listened to the first two episodes. This is episode number 3. We're going to call this one Late Night Talk. As I'm up recording this, it's a little after 3 a.m. And I can't shake this thought of being prepared for what's coming next. Thinking about the economy, thinking about what the next 24 months is going to look like with this pandemic. I need a lot of people to understand that this pandemic is not going anywhere. Corona is going to be with us for the rest of our lives. It's like a new version of the flu. A lot more vicious. It kills people. We know what it does. But Corona isn't going anywhere. And that can't help me to being the kind of individual that I am. It makes me think about, you know, being prepared. Not so much just prepared just to deal with it, but the kind of provisions that I believe that are going to... Are we prepared with the kind of provisions that we need to survive? So, thinking about it, I'm breaking it down in a few different categories. This world, we're going to have another crash in the market. The economy is going to tank. It's not only is it going to tank, but when people... Think about the last 2 years, the government has been giving people all that free money, and they just stopped. People are in the mindset, they're not returning to work. They are not trying to find jobs that are sustainable or jobs that are going to sustain families. So we have to think about it. Almost in a sense, and this is going to be funny the way I put it, almost in the sense of a post-apocalyptic world. Things are going to get bad, and I know some people may not want to hear this, but the provisions that I am working on myself for my family, and I'm going to share it simply because I would hope this might be able to help someone. Protection. Food provisions. My wife is learning how to garden. We're going to be growing some of our own things so that we know what's put in it. So protection, vegetation, does it say that? Are we prepared economically? Like, I've never been a person that I don't gamble because I don't like to lose. And I always looked at, like, the stock market as a form of gambling. As of lately, I've been making, you know, some strides in the investment market, just trying to have certain provisions. Because, believe it or not, the U.S. currency, the dollar, is not even worth the paper that is printed on now. I'm going to repeat that. Believe it or not, the U.S. dollar is not worth the paper that it's printed on. The U.S. government is printing so much money that we're losing cents on the dollar every time that machine produces a new sheet of currency. So, Gary, what are you saying? Protection. People need to figure out if the world goes into martial law or lawlessness in the city that you live in, what is your provisions for protection for you and your family? And you know, I'm serious about that, because that is a very, very important thing. I'm not telling you to go out and become John Wick. I'm not telling you to buy a bunch of guns like I do. But I would say you need to have something in order that will protect you and your family. A kitchen knife is not going to cut it. That's just the reality. So, protection, a source of growing your own food, and economical. Like, is any of us putting up money for a rainy day? Most of us have jobs or getting some type of government assistance. You know, my people who get public assistance, food stamps, things like that, I would say start buying things, you know, that's not perishable. You know, start buying rice. I mean, to be honest, I'm not the biggest proponent, but you can always wash it off. Start buying cans of vegetables. Sometimes the cans of vegetables last 2 years, if not more. Start buying bags of rice. Just things that doesn't, you know, don't go bad. You know, me and my wife was watching a movie, and I can't think of the name right now, but it was talking about how, you know, we're going to have a water shortage in a few years. And you know, when everybody was buying water in the, you know, during the pandemic, and you know, I'm sure all them people, they don't even have a case of water in the house. You know, I think that, you know, that's something that, you know, we really need to think about. You know, start taking a certain amount of money, you know, back to the, you know, provisions as far as economical, truly, you know, I would say, listen, you know, as much as you can spare, you know, we don't need no more sneakers. We don't need any more clothes. We don't, the black community barely needs anything. You know, we're the only people that go out and buy brand new outfits just to go to another kid's birthday party or to go to an event or whatever the case may be. It's nothing wrong with repeating an outfit. Nothing at all. There's nothing wrong with it. I think a lot of us fall into, you know, that category of ignorance when it comes to things like that. And I've done it myself. And that's the only reason why I can point it out, because I've done it. I've been a subscriber. I've done this. So, you know, economical provision, you know, if you, like I said, if you're getting public assistance and things like that, listen, I don't know how much money people get, but if you can take, you know, $20, $100 and either save it or try to invest it in something, you can go on YouTube and learn, you know, about cryptocurrency and things like that. That is the way of the future. And the reality of it is, you know, they don't want you to know that. Or no, it's not so much they don't want you to know that. They know that you're not going to put in the footwork to learn about it or figure it out. That's why we're always behind economically. So you figure out a way to protect yourself by all any means. I would say go get 1 to 2 firearms if you can. Legal. You know, it can be a shotgun. It can be a pistol. It can be whatever. Whatever tickles your fancy. But I urge people to go out, get something to protect you and yours in case of anarchy or something catastrophic happening. And it's, you know, only the strong survive type situations. Figure out a way to store some food. Figure out a way, because I'm telling you, it might get to a place where we might actually have to learn how to survive. You might not be able to go to the market because there's nothing is going to be getting delivered to the market. Like, what do you do in a situation like that? What do we do? So we covered 3 places: money, food, protection, and water. I'm saying water because the body can go without food. The body can go without Wawa. The body can go without coffee. The body can go without potato chips, Pringles, popcorn, whatever. Steak, chicken, fish. The body can go without all that. As long as you have water. I've did studies and watched, and I was going to try to do one myself, but I watched a video of a man fasting. He fasted for a year, 360 days. He was morbidly obese. Now the man is like 100 and something pounds. After water fasting for a complete year, man probably has no health issues whatsoever. So, protection, vegetation, economics, water, and figure out some way of safe shelter. Now, that's just something extra. You know, shelter, you never know. You might have to move. You might, you know, it might be like movies where you move. You know, you have to travel outside the city because it's so crazy and, you know, you find a place in the suburbs where you and your family can hunker down and whatever. But, you know, I know this is weird and people don't, you know, normally talk about these things, you know. I didn't emphasize nothing on religion or faith simply because we put a lot of stock into that. So I don't think that's an area where people need any type of help. Most people go to their religious institution every week, you know, or digesting something from a religious perspective every week. But if I may, I would definitely urge you to invest, you know, in those things. If it's once a month, you go buy 2 cases of water and just sit them in your basement. You know, go buy a few gallons a week and put it in your basement. Listen, you can even be creative. You can basically go get those water jugs that they used to have a water fountain machine in the house. Boil your water and put it in there. Spigot water. Boil it, clean it, whatever the case is, and go ahead and put it in there. I'm telling you, you know, and I know this is crazy. People are like, oh, Gary tripping. But I sorely believe that these things are, this might be the way of the future. You know, within the next, let's say, 10 years, it's a good possibility. By the year 2031, things might get so bad that you have no choice. You have no choice but to be prepared. And that's the thing about us. We have issue with preparing. We have issues with preparing. Because when you prepare for things, you have to slowly but surely deal with the inevitability of the worst case scenario. Can you imagine every month you want to go buy cases of water or whatever for this specific reason? And mentally, in your mind, you know, you have to deal with that fact that, you know, wow, this actually might happen. You know, wow, you know, this actually might be something that I actually really got to do. We don't like to do that. We don't like to take accountability for things that we really might have to deal with. Now, I'm pretty much wrapping this up. Now, this episode is very different from the normal content that you guys will be getting on my page or on my podcast. I feel like it's something that I have to say. You know, I'm that friend that a lot of my friends believe, and true, I mean, this is probably the way it's going to happen. But if that kind of stuff happened, me and all my friends is getting under one roof. We have enough means of protection, if you know what I mean. We're all working class people, so, you know, there's an economical umbrella that would cover over us until we make the proper provisions. And obviously, you know, water wouldn't be an issue because we're all willing and able to do what we have to do. So, you know, but this is things I want people to see or try to foresee, you know, simply from the things that they tell you in the news, from events that happened, you know, years and years ago. You know, if you study some things of history, this is the things that affected our way of life and things like that early on. You know, there's been famines, you know. I don't know what America is going to do. We're an obese country. What are we going to do if a famine hits us? You know, we don't grow. You know, we're consumer based. You know, we're not a productive country in the fact of saying, you know, oh, we can produce our own vegetables. We can produce our own corn. No, we get it. We outsource it, or we get it from farmers and things like that. But what happens when there's no more farmers and no more nobody to help us out in those areas? But listen, I'm not going to be a dead horse, or I'm not going to, you know, say this and make it, you know, like I'm trying to force people to do these things. I just, you know, this is just my prediction for the near future. And I feel like, you know, 5 to 10 years is not a lot of time. Before you know it, you know, it'll be here. And that time will, you know, that time will show us, you know. This episode might tell you that, oh, wow, that dude actually, you know something. Or he didn't know what the hell he was talking about. You know what I mean? So, you know, yeah, I'm weird. This is the stuff that I think about at, you know, 3:30 in the morning. But hey, it was a thought. I felt like I should have shared it with you guys, and I hope you get something from it, you know? And hey, listen, if it's not your cup of tea, hey, then, you know, let's you know, wait for the next episode. That next episode won't be so melancholy. But hey, I appreciate you for rocking with me. I just want you all to know, hey, this is the time to get prepared for whatever the case may be. Prepare yourself. There's nothing wrong with being prepared. Nothing wrong at all. You know, take some of your finances, invest it in something. Figure out what you can do. because you never know. That might be that, you know, pot of gold at the end of the rainbow waiting for you years down the road. Listen, this is your host from the Stirring the Pot podcast. Thank you for listening. And tune in. I'm going to be dropping episodes every day for about the next 10 days. We're going to do this every day. We're going to build the catalog up. Please share the podcast with your friends. If you can, please go like or favorite or subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, on Anchor. The Spotify will be on Apple Music this week. So yeah, come on and rock out with your boy. You know, we're going to make it do what it do. So I appreciate y'all. I hope you enjoy the episode. And listen, y'all be safe. And like I said, if y'all ever need to hit me up, listen, y'all know my Facebook, Gary Bryant, GarryBryant. I'm the host of the Stirring the Pot podcast. Get at me. Peace.